One Supreme Court justice leaves and another one joins the court. When the makeup of the Supreme Court changes, it can affect the course of law in the United States. But more immediately, it affects those recent law school graduates who've agreed to clerk for the outgoing and incoming justices. Here's some background. Law clerks have an important job at the Supreme Court. Each justice usually has only four. These clerks, through something called the certiorari pool, suggest which cases the justices at the Supreme Court should hear. They sometimes draft initial opinions, and they get a bird's-eye view of the way the court works. It's a job that's very, very difficult to get, and one that gives those chosen an impressive gold star for the rest of their lives. It's probably the best job, the job that's most coveted by recent law grads, even though it usually lasts only 1 year. And then the makeup of the Supreme Court changes. I'm reminded of personal history each time a justice retires. My husband was all set to clerk for Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. He had gone through rounds of interviews the year before he was supposed to clerk and had received a call from Justice Marshall himself offering him the job. He was all set to go to work the next week when the Friday before, Justice Marshall called him again to tell him the news that he was retiring. Suddenly, three of the four clerks that Justice Marshall had hired were out of a job, and that included my husband. The fourth clerk would work for the justice in retirement. That's not the same thing as clerking for a sitting justice, but it's still pretty exciting. The three others had to scramble to find work. Admittedly, it's not too much of a scramble because these would-be clerks usually have top grades from top law schools. My husband found a job almost immediately, working for a Washington, D.C. law firm. And luckily, he was hired by Justice Byron White to clerk the following year, so he got his Supreme Court clerkship after all. When Justice Souter didn't hire any clerks for the 2009-2010 Supreme Court term, it was a clue that he was thinking of retiring. It also meant that no clerk was out of a job when he confirmed the retirement rumors. As for the incoming justice, those clerks who've agreed to work for her or him, whatever the case may be, are suddenly catapulted from an appellate clerkship into the appellate clerkship. The judges usually hire a year or more in advance, so it's truly an unexpected elevation for those who agreed to a clerkship with a judge in one city and end up clerking for a justice at the nation's highest court in Washington, D.C. The switch is worth it. There are benefits beyond the experience of working at the highest court in the land. Last time I looked, and this was before the economic downturn, Supreme Court clerks received as much as $200,000 as a signing bonus from law firms. That's how much in demand these recent law school grads are. So when a justice on the Supreme Court retires and another one is confirmed, the implications are fairly direct for a handful of people, those who've agreed to work for the now retiree and those who've agreed to work for the appellate judge, who suddenly becomes a household name. I'm Amy Guida.